Yes, that was Mr. Fred Hammond with his single entitled I Owe It All to You. And as promised, I have a very special guest. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I am excellent.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I know for the past, many years, you know, you have been involved with Susan G. Komen and getting the community involved, putting a spotlight on breast cancer awareness. Since you've been doing that, how effective has this been?
I would say it's been very effective.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been very effective through the community programs such as Worship in Pink.
Mm-hmm.
A faith community driven program promoting education and outreach.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's been very effective. It's still growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and taking it, you know, a step further, how could the community as a whole get involved to keep a spotlight on this particular health issue?
Well, data shows that Black women have a higher mortality rate when it comes to breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that the community should be, and they are engaged in this process.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it's especially with the More Than Pink Walk, that's just a step.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we've had the Race for the Cure, and Komen decided it was time to reimagine this.
Mm-hmm.
It was time to look at it from a different lens, to go deeper,
mm-hmm.
to get people more involved, to understand the work that is being done,
mm-hmm.
through research, action, care, and community. Those are the four pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the community have to be engaged in the process.
Mm.
You know, because like I was saying, it's more than just a moment. It's a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're used to participating in movements.
Mm-hmm. So, instead of having it just through September and October, how can, the community, let's say after October, stay engaged in this particular issue? What do you think that they need to be doing?
I think as from a self-care standpoint,
mm-hmm.
I think they need to be very proactive,
mm-hmm.
in health.
Mm-hmm.
Women, get your mammogram, go to your health provider for your clinical exam.
Mm-hmm.
Just be aware,
mm-hmm.
Be aware of what's going on with your body.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage family members to make sure they're getting their mammogram.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain age, I know that they've been talking in the past, when they get, older, like in their 50s or whatever, should really pay close attention to that and have their mammograms and stuff. Are they recommending women who are younger now to get a mammogram, especially if breast cancer may, run in their family?
I would say yes, to speak with a health provider,
mm-hmm.
Because we are finding that there are more younger women being diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And you would need to have that conversation with your health provider, especially if it's a family history or if you see that something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your health provider.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know in my case, my mother had breast cancer, and when I was in my 30s, I believe, it was back in the day when they said, it's a certain age, in your 30s, you have a baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was before I was 35, my mother was diagnosed, so I spoke with my health provider, and Mm-hmm. He said, well, what we're going to do, you're going to get my mammogram right now.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point, every single year, because of the higher risk, that I had to get my mammogram every year.
Wow.
But all women are at risk. I mean, but there are some that are a little higher, but,
How about it even kind of like, you know, now let's say within the past 10 years and stuff, it's been, you know, coming out that, you know, that there are men being diagnosed. So in that particular, in our community and stuff like that, how can, you know, Susan G, you know, whatever, engage the men to put a spotlight on themselves regarding breast cancer?
Well, through the Worship and Change program, we have included men in our materials.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, one of our speaker topics is men can get breast cancer too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have information in our passport, and we are involving men in the Worship and Pink activities to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have they been, you know, receptive, let's say, in the past several years?
In the past couple of years, they have been very receptive on coming and participating in the Worship and Pink activities at the various churches in October. Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, then that is good. And finding out, you know, when men are diagnosed, have they been kind of like tracking it back to see if men and their families have contracted breast cancer, or they may not have that information available?
I'm not sure if they have that information, but I'm sure they're trying to track it, you know, because it's more, you know, women are diagnosed, but men are diagnosed as well. I mean, they go through this different type of screening, you know, because, you know, we get the mammograms, but I think with the men, you know, when they go in and they have the clinical exam, their physician, you know, should examine them, and the men should ask for that. I mean, it should be automatic, and they should ask, you know, can you check, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be different this year, you know, when everything kicks off, you know, regarding Worship of Pink, and is there something new added, or how's it going to be different than, let's say, the previous years?
Well, Worship of Pink is coming upon the 9th year. And we have churches in the Portland, Vancouver area participating. I think it'll basically, we've added some little things, but I think it'll be basically the same. We'll have, they're planning fantastic activities for the community. And then we have the hairstylists, they're participating. That's exciting. And so it's just, that's part of, you know, what funds from the Morrison Kink Walk provide programming such as Worship and Kink. You know, that's that first piece, that education outreach piece.
Right.
And then they also fund for services such as mammograms for women, transportation to and from treatment appointments. And I think, like we were talking about home and changing from Race for the Cure to More Than Pink, so people can really understand this is the work that is being done. This is the work that's being done and why the support from the community is needed to participate in the walk. Because it's going to be totally different. They're going to have new activities, a new ceremony, and then people can find out information about the four pillars of work.
Okay? And if people want to register or even get involved and stay involved, what should they do?
If they want to register, you can still register by going to ColemanOregon.org. You can register, and it's going to be just a wonderful day, and adults, survivors, forever fighters, youth can participate.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. It's just going to bring everyone together around this health issue.
Okay.
This movement.
And it's taking place this month, Sunday,
yes,
September.
It takes place September 22nd at Tomahawk Waterfront Park.
Okay.
And so it's bringing the community together for more support and strength in the fight against breast cancer.
Well, my dear friend, I want to say thank you for getting up early this morning.
You are welcome.
and I'm glad that they said that, you know, in the past 9 years, you know, keeping a spotlight on this issue.
Once the September 22nd is the race, I've got to get used to not calling it race. On September 22nd. And then on October, the first Sunday in October,
mm-hmm.
Worship and Teen kicks off.
Okay. Well, you enjoy your day.
I sure will.
And stay warm, because I see the weather just decided to, you know, bring some rain. But
yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, friend. And hey, enjoy your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yes, that's Kathy Kendricks, and she is been working with Susan G. Komen for the past 9 years and helping put a spotlight on this issue, bringing in the churches to put a spotlight in their issues. And again, this year is Susan G. Komen decided, instead of having a walk, having the run, they have changed everything up. And it's called More Than Pink Walk. And again, everything, it'll kick off on Sunday, September 22nd. And it will be held from 7 a.m. to 12 noon at Tomahawk Waterfront Park. And if you want to register, you can go on the Susan G. Komen's website to register. But in the meantime, coming up, you're going to hear from Mr. Ernest Pugh with a single entitled More of You. Keep it tuned here to 1480 KBMS.